Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, y'all? Bobby Belt here. Check out this recent segment from a new episode of Love of the Star.
Welcome to the Love of the Star podcast. I'm Bobby Belt, Dallas Cowboys insider for 105 Through the Fan in Dallas, joined as always by former NFL scout Brian Broaddus. He is a Super Bowl winner. He is now the co-host of the G-Bag Nation right above me, 2 to 7 p.m. Central, Monday through Friday on 105 Through the Fan in Dallas. He's also the pre- and post-game co-host on the Dallas Cowboys radio network, where, man, it has been over a month now, Brian, since you've been able to do a post-game show in celebration of a Cowboys win after another brutal game, losing this one to the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday, 34-6. And yeah, it's gotten to a point where I don't know how to summarize the Cowboys at all other than to just say, look, we can come up with all the different adjectives we want. It is a simple three-letter explanation for all of it. Bad. They're bad. They're bad at preparing. They're bad at, you know, scheme. They're bad at execution. Their players are played bad. Like, everything about it is just, it's bad. Their injury situation, bad. This is as bad as it could possibly be for the Cowboys right now. A team that, I think, given their current injury situation, Brian, and the way they've played overall, this might be, at this moment, one of the five worst teams in the NFL.
It hasn't been good. I didn't feel like, and I don't think you did either, felt like that they were going to beat the Philadelphia Eagles.
Nope.
Didn't. It would have been even a tough game with Dak Prescott playing quarterback. But what I would believe is that Dak would not have gone three and out as many times as they did on offense.
Mm-hmm.
Can't believe that. Defense played, I think, the best that they could play since the Pittsburgh game. I feel like that Mike Zimmer, and I'm not saying this because Mike Zimmer and I are friends. I have a lot of respect for Mike. I do feel like that Mike is trying to do things scheme-wise to give his defense a chance.
That looks different out of the bye week. The defense, to me, does look different schematically.
He has tried to play stack box. He's tried to play three down linemen. He's tried to play double A gap, walk linebackers up into that area. He's brought blitzes. He's doing everything he can. He can't hide the fact that he's struggling at left corner. And we'll see. We'll see what happens this week with, you never know about with the situation with Bland. You don't know. They do have the extra day because of the Monday night game, but you don't know. My gut feeling is that likely that maybe Mukwamu would start at left corner.
He was better than Carson late in that game.
Yeah, and, you know, Mike's trying to do the best he can with the players he has. Unfortunately, I can't always say the same for what's going on offense, and I mean this in no disrespect to Mike McCarthy. It's the second week in a row, and maybe, and Bobby, you're an insider
mm-hmm.
at that place, so you can tell me. I used to live there. I don't live there anymore. But
McCarthy doesn't either.
McCarthy might be terrified of what his offensive line is. Mm-hmm. And he's worried about it, so he's going to throw stick routes, hitch routes, slants. He's going to try and throw everything kind of underneath and get the ball out of this quarterback's hands before, you know, maybe a Guyton breaks down. And by the way, admirable job, fine job by Awesome Richards.
Yeah.
Coming in and playing at a high level in a game where he had really, I saw one bad play, the sack he gave up. But other than that, the balance, the body control, the footwork, you know, he more than held his own over there.
So, he was better than I feel like Guyton has been this year.
Yeah.
More technically sound.
So with all those things being said, you know, I was wrong about their tight end room. They're, you know, I think Ferguson's really struggling. I don't know if Ferguson's banged up and hurt. I don't think he's, you know, he's playing like, you know, they haven't got him going like I thought they were going to get him going. But behind him, they haven't had anything. They have not had anything at tight end. And so now you're kind of, you know, maybe your line's struggling, your tight end room ain't helping you. You've got one receiver, maybe one and a half receiver right now.
Yeah.
And I'll ask you this question, Bobby. Do you think you're honestly going to get a good evaluation of Mingo with this quarterback situation the way it is?
No. But also, I think that they view Mingo as more than just this year. I think they view Mingo as he's a part of the plan into the future. And so that's more about, sure, you know, what you got next year. But sure, I still don't think it was wise to sacrifice the pick that you did.
Okay. We know we went through all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's so. It's been a struggle at wide receiver. And I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, they had some routes the other day in that game that Cooper Rush missed. And there were a couple routes that they threw in that Atlanta game that it looked like they ran in the Philadelphia game. The pass the overshot Tolbert on an in cut that went too high that almost got intercepted. It went over the safety on the back end. I think it was Gardner Johnson almost intercepted it. It's the same pass play. I believe they ran on fourth down. They threw it and they ran the double in with Tolbert and then Turpin behind it. And it was the pass he threw to Turpin that got a first down. He had a couple options there to throw the ball, do the same thing he did in Atlanta, and he missed the play. Threw two deep balls, missed on both of those. You know, Cooper Rush looked like he had never played an NFL game the way he quarterbacked that one. The fumbled snaps, the pocket awareness, the lack of. Was Kellen Moore the guy? Was the guy that can help him navigate a game and win games? Was Kellen Moore that guy for him? Maybe so, because Mike McCarthy wasn't. You know, Mike says he's got to get Cooper in rhythm, but you can't. How do you get a quarterback in rhythm throwing the ball on a swing route 4 yards behind the line of scrimmage and then have a wide receiver out there blocking that doesn't block very well? That to me is not, that's not getting anybody in rhythm right
there. It was the lowest air yards per completion of any quarterback in the NFL this season in that game the other day. And
we've seen some Zach Wilson games with the Jets and people like that, you know?
Yeah, this is bad.
Not this year, but you know.
Sure, but just in general, I mean, this is bad though. And look, I think we talked about this on 105 The Fan on Sean and RJ on Tuesday morning, where I was a little fed up, where we started talking about things and, you know, Sean was saying, you know, I feel a little bad for Mike in the wake of the Micah comments and some of that stuff. And to me, it's like, no, we're 4.5 years into this. And
whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This offense is just, it's awful. And schematically, it's awful. And I'm sorry, you went into the barn with PFF and you talked about all these things you learned. And then when it was there on the line for you, it's shown up to be more what you said in your first press conference. Just, I said I watched every game. Yeah, it said, looks like you said a lot of things. Because what I see here is just, I see an old, unimaginative, lazily designed offense. It looks really bad. And it's the kind of thing that makes me say, you're not getting another job after this. I think teams around the league will look at what you did over the last year and a half, and they'll say, nope, not for us. This is it. And we'll wait out the clock. You're not getting an extension here. I think you're a bad football coach, and I think that you've overseen a bad culture. And so to me, you're just suffering through a final eight games here before you can finally say, all right, what's the next fix? Is it Vrabel? Is it Belichick? Is it whoever, whatever else? I don't know what it is, but there's got to be some bigger fix to the culture and some of the offensive scheme stuff. And what really is difficult for them right now is, A, they don't have a Kellen Moore like you talked about to oversee this sort of thing. And Dak being out, having the surgery, as Jerry announced on Tuesday morning, he's going to have the surgery that shuts.
That was a good question by you guys to get that out of him, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. But as that was announced, it's like, okay, well, Dak took over a lot of the offense last year. It didn't look good because of Mike McCarthy. It looked good because Dak took control and players took a lot of control of what that offense was supposed to look like. And I think now what you see is, man, you take Dak out of that, you remove him from the equation, then what you're going to see is an unvarnished, unimaginative version of this offense, which is Mike McCarthy's offense to its core. And I don't feel bad about any of it. I don't feel sympathy or anything else. I feel like, no, it's time for you to answer for how bad this is. This is on you at this point. To me, Mike McCarthy is headline number one, your biggest problem with this football team right now.
Yeah, you know, I made a suggestion of, you know, Jerry Jones going in and asking, listen, Mike, do we want to think about maybe Brian Schottenheimer calling plays? Just to see if there was a little bit of a different rhythm, a little bit different talk, a little bit different understanding of what they want to get to. And I also made the mention in like when and folks are like, well, damn, Brian, he's trying to save his job. I mean, probably going to want to go out on his own accord. And I'm like, yeah, that's true. But the minute that Mike McCarthy
do you
has
care what he wants.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I'm not saying you. I'm just saying if you're Jerry,
yeah, the minute he pushes back, I would go, then you're fired. I'd say that you're fired. If you push back on me making suggestion to maybe try and change something with the offense, maybe give it a little bit different look, maybe a little bit different, cadence to it, or a little bit different, if you're not willing to try to do that, and it's hard to ask when a guy's trying to save his job. It is. Mm-hmm. It's hard to ask him to, hey, do you think that we need to do something different? You know, and if like I said, if he pushes back from that, then I would say, Mike, you're fired. And I'm gonna name Bones Fossil the interim coach, and Brian's gonna call the defenses the offense, and Mike Zimmer's gonna do the defense, and we'll figure everything out. But yeah, thank you very much.
Let's talk about some of these ways maybe to fix the offense, because I think you and I have similar ideas on how you might be able to make this look
college offense. Trey Lance RPOs.
Let's talk about that here in just a sec. First, let me remind you guys that you are listening to the Love the Star podcast. The Love the Star is an Odyssey podcast. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.